That's how you looked, but for real, all episode.
There's a difference.
Oh, we're going? What's the difference?
So if the pearls are perfectly symmetrical.
I understand. Peter quizzed me on that last night.
Hey, do you remember?
Do you remember? You remember if that's fake or if that's real? Do you remember?
Peter was a problem last night.
Dude.
Oh, yeah?
I don't think I've ever been more upset at Josh.
Really? For what? Was he just annoying and drunk?
Well,
he was not annoying. Josh and I, even after studying and hitting the books and knowing all sorts of shit about cornhole, we lose to Peter and Ludwig.
So that's the Splash Brothers. How are you gonna?
Dude, no, it's not. Because Peter was so shit faced. He's lobbing fucking beanbags. They're not even hitting the board. And then he wanted to go take a smoke break in the middle.
Dude, that was crazy.
So he's like, I need a cigarette.
Mid game.
So for Christmas, my mom got me a cornhole set. It's a big thing over in New Hampshire. They used to do these cornhole tournaments every year. Mark would put in thousands to them. So she gets me a cornhole set. They have a toilet on them, and you're supposed to hit in the middle of the toilet bowl.
Ah, it's like a bidet meme.
Yeah. And
it's like the cornhole bags are poop.
And they're
going into your toilet. Yeah, in your toilet. Yeah, okay.
That's where it goes.
Yeah, that's where
and
it goes.
So we're playing, and Slime and Josh, and you know how in cornhole you sit next to the opposing teammate, or like the opposing rival?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting next to Slime, and he's pretty good. He's kind of hitting shots. And Peter, every single shot is short. I mean, he just cannot for the life of him hit it.
Dude, Ludwig is getting so mad. He was like, Peter, just a little more power. And he said it like 9 times. And then Peter just falls short again. He's like, it's like you're not listening to me. And Peter's like, I don't like this game.
Thankfully, the way Josh throws is like this. He goes,
oh my God, dude.
He doesn't try.
Is he just unathletic or what?
Very.
It's not cornhole is not an athlete's game.
Maybe the way you guys play it.
Did you see the way I played it, buddy?
I've seen the way Gavin Cano plays it.
I had a 10-score game, 3 in the hole, 1 on, in one round.
Sheesh.
I was electric. I had the one hop but technique.
The problem is that he was just, yeah, he had an insanely cheap technique, and he had to carry Peter, and Josh was my Peter, but it shouldn't be that way, right? Peter's a drunk man who's almost 60 who wants a cigarette. He's not going to perform well.
I feel like that's when you find, that's like your chi for this kind of game.
Well, he did turn up near the end, but Josh is not that, right? Mm-hmm. He's a young, spry guy who likes playing bar games, mm-hmm. and he's just...
But you know what he calls himself?
The Liza.
He gets a couple of drinks. Yeah.
The
he gets a couple of drinks in him, and he goes,
the Liza's online.
Oh, no, the Liza's coming out.
And it's the Liza's logged on. He makes one shot, and then the laser did not show up on the Steam list for the rest of the night.
Laser said, do not disturb.
He's appearing offline, damn.
Oh, my God. And dude, we played. We smoked him the first game. They came back for the second game, so we played a best of three to win the set.
Mm-hmm.
And they beat us.
We came back like 8-2.
Bro, one game. I in the car, I was just talking to Josh, and he's like, I just can't believe we lost that. Like, it was like post. And also, he trapped me. He put me in a fucking evil, fucked up
trap. I did do this.
Where he was like, since you lost cornhole, you got to play a board game now.
Damn.
Yeah.
I wanted to
Which,
die.
To most people, it's like, you got me, I'll play.
I wanted to.
But for Anthony Bruno,
I wanted to die.
That's
and the board game was not. It's actually, I think it's a bad board game for more than one round. It was Hughes and Q's.
Oh, okay.
Which usually
that seems like a game that he would be like, I'm gonna be sick at this.
Well, that's what he would try to do. He'd be like, oh, I'm gonna bank this, and he'd go for like an edge guess.
No, but imagine.
But that's almost all his guesses were imagine, and you didn't have to imagine because it didn't happen.
No.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
That's true.
Also, the lighting was really bad. We had to use this big fucking flashlight to, like, change the lighting in the room.
Ideal lighting.
Because I was like, you know what? This whole grid area seems too red. And then we turned on the flashlight for white light, and then it was, like, massive pink.
Yeah. It's the sconces. They don't do great.
It was...
And I know he was upset for real.
Christmas with you, Ludwig, is miserable.
That's, okay, false. Take it back.
It sounds like you guys had a jolly old time.
Well, Cutie ran basically, who's that girl? And she was like Wendy.
Hillary Clinton.
No, the other woman.
she was like
Wendy, and she would take care of the Lost Boys. And then Peter Pan.
Oh.
Because she basically texted every person without a home.
Yeah.
And
without a family and without a home.
It was me, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
He was there?
Me, Slimeonder, Josh Manzibber.
Yeah, I thought there were going to be a lot more people because I thought it was like a big thing, but it was more just like the Blues House for imaginary friends. And yeah, it was fun. I actually had fun. I'm glad we played cornhole. It just, it went
too
long.
He was actually mad though because after the cornhole, Josh very innocently, incredibly innocently goes, dude, we should run sometime to Slime.
No, he talked about running and then he's like, do you want to run together?
And then Slime pauses like 2 minutes. And we're both like you could just say no.
No, I do this.
That's not pausing.
It's worse than pausing.
That's like writhing in agony.
He's writhing in agony. And then he finally gets up. And rather than saying yes or no, he goes, Josh, why don't you do something by yourself? Are you incapable of doing stuff by yourself? Running's an activity that is better solo. Have you run with someone? And then Josh goes, you know, it's good to run if you can hold a conversation. That's where you're supposed to run.
I'm gonna lose my mind. And not because he's misrepresenting the story, just because I'm reliving it and I'm getting mad.
He basically tried to distill that Josh cannot do anything by himself. And then Josh went, Stig. And then he went, oh, but you're on voice call with
Billy.
Yeah, you're going at him.
He'll get this idea in his head, like, let's do this. And then it's like when you smoke weed with your friends and you're like, bro, we should make a movie. And it's like, I've had this conversation too many times. I've done this. I've seen The Matrix.
Here's my case for why Slime has it coming. You ready for this?
Yeah.
What's fucking new?
So in the middle of Christmas, I'm having a grand old time with my girlfriend's family. And she turns to me and she goes, you know what I've realized is Slime gravitates towards really outgoing people as friends. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, he just gets randomly attached to people like, you know, Shake or Josh, or, you know, he picks like very outgoing people to be like the people he like either interacts with a lot or messes with or like has like weirdly closer bonds to. And I was like, yeah, it's true. It might be by design. I feel like he's not very outgoing, and having someone next to him that's outgoing is nice because you get to, I don't know, like similar to how like when you had like a long time where you were like, I don't want to do group stuff. And I'm like, okay. And then we didn't invite you to group stuff. And you're like, wait, invite me to group stuff though. I'm like, I think you like being able to dip your toe into friendship and memories and times together. So when Josh Man comes into your life as the outgoing guy you've selected to be your familiar.
He's my fighter.
And he goes, I want to do something with you. I think you've brought on yourself.
We do so many fucking things together. That's what I told him. I was like, he's like, but we could do it together. I was like, Josh, we hang out all day. And I love it. I do. I genuinely love it. And it's just like, oh, it's just one more thing. It's just one more thing, Josh, that you just got to take away
from
me.
I don't think running is a thing you do to be alone. I think that this is just a straw that broke the camel's back, it seems like.
Yeah, because it wasn't just the run. If he had said a different activity, I think the same reaction would be elicited.
I have this reaction a lot. It was half a joke. Because it was like, it was many things.
His half a joke is like, I'm going to kill you.
Your skin is mine. He was drunk. So it's like, I can't even take his like enthusiasm for this idea at full volume. Mm-hmm. Two, it's an exercise I don't prefer to do with people. Mm-hmm. I like running alone. I like putting music in. I like doing it and like coming home. Three, we already stretch together every single day. We do a 15 minute stretch every single day. We have a calendar.
Josh, you keep going like, Christmas stretchies.
Yeah. He was showing everyone stretches. I'm like, this is great. And we also watch Liam every night when he's on. Like, there's a lot going on.
I want to hit all of Australia with the cursed juice that makes them talk.
You know,
like,
what was
they don't have nicknames
fucked
for everything. They're just like, hey, I'm going to go to the store. It's not like the grocery show.
I want to go to the grocery show and get some avos.
What was fucked was when you said, you're just Miles with a different flavor.
Yeah.
He just asked me for rides all the time, and you asked me to do stuff.
Yeah, that one hurt him.
Which was so, it didn't make sense.
No, it made sense to him.
But it didn't make sense to humans with rational thought. Because there were just two people that did different things. They just happened to both be from Australia.
No, he got it. It's like one of those jokes that only is funny to you.
Sure. Like, did he hit you with it this morning?
Good Mythical Morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's only funny to him.
Did you have a Good Mythical Morning?
No.
He says that
every single morning he'll walk in the house.
Did he just find out about Good Mythical Morning?
No, he says it every morning since he moved in.
And he keeps saying it's going to come around.
No, he'll come around. I have this bit of S.A. Nick, because we've been singing the Deo Banana song.
This is not nice.
What song?
The Deo. Dale, you ever heard this?
Dolly me banana.
That's how problematically white he is.
He's making this up.
I'm no idea what you're talking about.
Daylight coming. Oh, no, that song. That same
song?
Home.
They say banana in that song?
No, they don't. I was lying the whole time. Okay, so we play this song.
Yeah, my genuine confusion is kind of an asshole thing to do to you, huh? I'm really dogging on you right now. I'm sick of this guy. It's the Christmas season.
Fuck Christmas!
His panties are all in a bunch.
It's technically over.
Yeah,
it's still the season.
Yeah,
it's
Boxing nasty Day. Bitch.
Look around you.
Nasty Christmas bitch.
And we're in the primo, which means it's the same day as the main episode.
It is the same day, and we recorded on Christmas Day because
we always
care.
Do that. We
yeah,
always
Peter,
do that.
Peter is taking a dump right now.
He's
in his Santa
a huge
outfit.
Dump, and it's so wet because he drinks so much.
Yeah.
Oh, a little bit of how dump. I was tortured. So, little leak, we're going to have Hank Green on the podcast. He DM'd us after the post he made on Twitter. People saw whatever.
He chose us and
if
not
just
Hassan.
Fear and I don't want him.
Yeah, real.
I just
want
to have him first.
That's fine.
Yeah.
If he goes first there, I'm going to go message him and be like, sorry, man. Because
the thing is,
tell him.
We're going to get him first and then they're going to get him after and then they're going to post faster because they post so fast.
Because they don't fucking give a shit about.
Yes, but that it's still going to be. Then it's
I think
gonna
if
be
I
thing.
Asked Hassan if he listens to the show before it goes out, I think he'd diarrhea from laughing at me.
Yeah. He would diarrhea all over the wall like a South Park character.
Yeah. Huh? Well, my girlfriend, who's like kind of excited that Hank Green is coming on our podcast, keeps going up to people and being like, guess who's going to be on his podcast?
Oh, my God.
Me knowing damn well, no one in her family knows who this person is. So I'm like, don't do this. And they're like, who? And then they tell him, or she tells him, and they're like, who's that?
Ken.
And I had to go back and be like, okay, so YouTube used to vlog, brother. Hey, you know, Fault in Our Stars. You know, that guy.
Stars,
but not that guy.
Cock is one of my favorite tastes.
Yeah.
Balls smell amazing.
Also that guy. It was awful. It was awful.
Yeah.
And that's such a minute thing. I'm complaining, but it's just.
Did you tell her, like, hey, don't. Fucking do that anymore.
Well, of course yeah. I did the thing that she flinches at all the time.
That's bad, guys. I don't
know.
What's
she,
bad?
That she flinches.
No, she flinches means she's on her, she's alert.
You know, I do this with Swift.
How would I believe? Why would I believe that?
But I want him to not flinch.
You're training him.
I'm training him to like, even if I were to act aggressive, he knows that I'm so safe around him that when I do this, he's like,
it's like when you fake throw the tennis ball, they go like that, but if you keep doing it, eventually they're
like, yeah, they'll get it.
They're like, bro, you don't have a tennis ball.
This one's like trust. I'm trying to make him trust me so that even if I'm, so I do it with weapons too.
Right. Sorry. You hold the, you hold a morning star.
And I have many.
And those Amazon streams are pretty much Dark Soul chests for you.
I was getting presents for everyone and Peter's present came late and I was looking and I was like in my room and I was like, maybe the Buster Sword. Maybe the legal eagle mallet.
He's honestly Berserk is pretty close to Final Fantasy VII.
I know. I thought I could confuse him, but I was like, it'd be hard to travel with for him.
Oh, he got me the sword from Berserk.
This is Guts's sword.
Guts, Griffith is a bad guy.
I wish I had the regift power of you, bro. You're crazy in that.
My regift power?
Yeah, you
have my stuff.
You
I
don't
have?
Buy shit for anyone. You're like, oh, I just got you. I don't know. It's like limited edition PSA 10 Charizard. And I was lying under my bed.
Yeah,
I actually had some
ass.
Poop on it.
I went over to his house and in a box in the living room in a cardboard Home Depot box is all the fucking priceless games.
Yeah, they are. Like so much value.
Like I'm not kidding.
I'm gonna remove it from my house.
Is there anything that costs money that you value? Like a rare panda egg still?
Not that's like valuable. Like it, because the value of it. It's like my dad's ring.
So priceless stuff.
My
your cat.
Teddy bear, Ziggy.
Things that are one of one.
Yes. One of one. If I can replace it, doesn't really matter ultimately.
That's actually me too, for real though.
Mm.
And I think that's healthy.
To an extent. I mean like nah, maybe I'm similar. I don't know. But like, I don't know. Like I can replace my car, but if it fucking someone fucking.
It would just be annoying.
I
you
mean,
don't
yeah,
love
I
your
was
car.
Look, no. That's actually a good one. I was pretty sad when my truck got stolen.
Because it was one of one.
Yeah. Kyle, it's not a really
you
one,
replace
it's
the
one
shit
of one.
Out of that
it
truck.
Was one of one coded.
It's not
you mean
super
that
easily.
One is yours.
You can't go to the fucking Subaru dealership and hey, give me one of them truckos.
It's kind of hard. I'm just saying it's because like it was like so cheap.
Yes, but like ultimately it was a pain in the ass to get here, and it'd be hard to find another one and get it, you know, be a whole thing.
Yingling had to go to the port of Long Beach and put a hat on and like use a big rope and lower
it down. Magnet.
We just bury them in the ocean.
Dude, I want to put a GoPro on Nick Yingling's head, send him to the fucking beach with a metal detector. He would have so much fun.
Oh my God.
He'd be like, dude, you can detect metal with a stick? I just learned that.
I found a bottle cap.
You'd be like, was someone drinking something at one point? You think here?
No, this guy was drinking come beer on. For sure. Fuck Yingling, bro.
Whoa.
And fuck Christmas.
You had a good time.
You're the Scrooge.
And you got a good gift.
You did. He gave me an amazing gift.
Wait, I want to know what it is.
Well, if you watch Ludwig's Instagram stories, you would know, but you don't.
It was Christmas. Of course I didn't watch your Instagram stories.
Oh my God. Who cares?
Wait, what?
I'll show you the Instagram story right now. I'll show you. And also, I got you a really good gift too, Nick, I think. Kind of.
So here's my rating for you guys.
So this is the reveal of the gift, and then Slime's talking about the gift, and then I'm going to turn to it.
It'll be on screen for the episode.
Yeah. I'm just talking because
you're saying I was eating poop earlier and I realized how much I love
poop. And I love poop.
Wow.
It's like a 4 foot tall wooden bear.
It looks
statue.
Like something at like a mini golf course.
Yeah.
It'd be like an obstacle.
But cool. I was saying I actually had one of those growing up. My mom had one since I was a little kid. I totally forgot about it until that gave me a Ratatouille moment.
Whoa.
So it's actually very cool. Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's good.
That's a very thoughtful gift.
Your gift's also thoughtful. Aiden's is horrible, and I'm actually really kind of feeling bad about it.
You should.
No, I'm in the opposite camp. So here's my gift rating. I was telling you about this earlier.
Uh-huh.
So
you talked about cuties like it's
out of 10. Cutie probably 8. Cutie's probably 8 out of 10.
That's high.
Ludwig. If this gift was given to someone else, it'd be really high. For you, I think it's like a 6.
Mine's more like a check, not check.
What?
Oh, you have a binary system.
Yeah, it's a binary system.
Good or
for
bad
gifts.
Gift.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes it really simple and easy, right?
And most gifts are good.
Oh, I wouldn't buy a gift for someone if I thought it was non-check.
Yeah, why would you do that?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying you don't even have to rate mine out of 10.
So yours is a non-check for Aiden.
Mine's a non-check for Aiden, yeah, for sure.
Right.
It's actually a bad gift.
It's like a...
He told me what it is.
I'll just tell you what it is.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I looked up Chic on Etsy and I got a plush.
Yeah.
It's bad.
You're like best friends with him.
I know.
He's like when you die and you have your final thoughts and you think of those closest to you, like he's at least
he'll
top
come
20.
Up. I know. I was getting thoughtful gifts. I was on a plane. I was like, it's like I fucking popped a horseshoe of Zins and I got Zipper. This really cool gift, I think. It was
Zipper's gift rules.
I know. But so that I was in this, I was in the headset I was in. And
so you're
cooking
a little
bit. I got Slime's gift. I got your gift. And then I was like, I was kind of gassing out a bit.
Juice gone.
And I got to Aiden. I was like,
you know what's fucked up? Is he going to be like, I love it? He's gonna love it. He's gonna love it. And then he's gonna see us pull out our fucking Porsches.
Do you think
we have matching Porsches?
Do you think it's because Aiden is sort of
a lesbian?
Lesbian, is it like girls?
He's a bit like radioactive cum.
Radioactive honey. No, maybe.
He really evolved.
Does Aiden not have enough of a personality to get him something that is meaningful to him? That's the problem, right? You look at Aiden and you say, what is this guy like besides talking to fucking grocery store people that he meets?
He's just one of those guys who will get himself what he wants, I think, pretty quickly.
He's someone whose primary interests are gaming, which is a lot. You can buy a lot of stuff.
And human interaction.
And having a good time, which means anything.
Why don't you get him an experience?
That actually is the correct answer. It's probably getting him like, hey, I got us two tickets to something.
Yes, doing something with him.
Yeah.
Especially you. You have power. Like if I do it, he's happy. But if you do it, it's like Lubbin's.
That's a good
time on me.
Dubbin's time is such a gift for us.
I get him one of those like old school, like, you know, rip-off vouchers. It's like, hey, you can do anything with my cock.
One back massage.
One back massage.
One, I will do the dishes.
Yeah.
The first like 2 years of dating someone.
Yeah.
He phones in to do the dishes at the drive to his house.
Dudes have been getting by on that gift for a long time.
The little coupon.
Like, shit, I don't have a present, but I got paper. and at least
and
an hour of time across a year.
Was your gift to Zipper too good?
We did no gifts this year.
What?
Oh, that's so beast.
Yeah.
beast mode.
No gifts
activated
whatsoever.
Yeah, we just said, we were like looking at each other like, I don't want to do this. She's like, I don't want to do this. I'm like, okay, let's not buy gifts.
Really?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Damn.
You?
What'd you get Cutie Cinderella?
I did good on.
I had to rob a Tiffany store, basically.
She shut the shit down?
Yeah, I shut that shit down.
Like Peter?
It was me and Peter were shutting that shit
would
down.
Would you ask him if he shut down the main episode?
Would you shut down, Peter, would you shut down a Gucci store?
No, the Louis store.
He's like, yeah.
No.
No.
Genuinely saying
no. But they know me at Barmakian.
Your stepdad? I was thinking about this later. He's such a smooth talker.
He's, you know what he is he's a laugher.
I felt like when the, like before the pod, he's like, oh, I don't know about all this. And then the cameras came on and he's like Lil Wayne Bic lighter noise. He's just like saying the right thing. Oh, yeah. It was a great episode.
I know. He was really self-conscious about it, too, apparently. Yeah.
Going out, he felt great. Going out, he felt like a fucking riot.
No, he started asking me when I was over at Ludwig's. He was like, well, I don't know. Like, I felt like kind of nervous. And I was like, no, Peter was great. He's like, okay.
They always call me the goat.
I'm getting a bit of a following. Nah. That's what he always says. Dude, he went hard. So he got really drunk last night, partially because Josh Man kept doing beta, rock, paper, scissors, and then loser takes a shot. I think it was winner takes a shot.
Dude, it was crazy because Josh would be like, Peter played rock, paper, scissors, and he'd be like, no, I don't play that game. And I'm like, I've never heard someone say that to that prompt ever.
And then someone would go, I refuse your question.
And then with Josh, weirdly, he has seen this board state before, and he was just like, no, just do this. And he got him to play it by like brute forcing it, and then they did. It was so weird.
Josh is good. He's a smooth talker.
Yeah.
He'd be like, to my mom, he'd be like, you want wine? He'd be like, tell me when to stop. I get crazy.
Yeah.
It was like, I'm not getting crazy. But yeah, Peter got really drunk, and then I gave him my cigarettes. I'm allowed to talk about this because it's on the primo. Don't bring this to
the masses.
Don't show Reddit, you fucking weirdos.
This is only for you guys.
Don't tell the Gentile folk. It's just for us religious people.
Gentiles.
All right. So I gave him my pack, which I keep in an Altoids can. And I only have one pack because I only like menthols.
It's so cringe.
What is that?
It's like a fedora, like
I gave him my Altoids can, which was like a 75% full pack of cigs.
Yeah.
And he chewed through it in like 2 days. And he doesn't normally smoke that much. I think it was partially because Zipper was there.
Yeah.
And partially because he was drunk, because he would keep walking out and be like, Zipper, want to smoke one? And Zipper would be like, I'll smoke something else.
Yeah. Zipper's always trying to raise the stakes.
He always opens his trench coat to a bunch of joints.
Was Peter hitting that fucking kind?
No, he wasn't hitting the boof pack at all.
No.
He likes the gum gums.
He wanted to? Did he do it? You didn't let him, right? He did.
I've never seen Zipper press enter.
Yeah.
When typing to us, he really has a lot to say.
Dot. He didn't.
It's the three dots of Zipper.
Two
typing.
Sentence horror story.
Well, it sounds like Christmas was a grand old time, everyone.
No,
it was good.
No, it wasn't.
Stop. Shut down.
You had fun. You want to admit it? You're the greatest.
I did
bro.
Have fun, but being trapped in the fucking board game Genjutsu while everyone was getting more progressively drunk, and I'm just sitting there.
That part's a little whack.
It would have been better if we played Herd Mentality.
Maybe.
But
don't ever force me. Next time you tell me the stakes of a cornhole game,
I'll tell you.
And you'll see the Gavin Cano of cornhole.
And I'll still beat you, buddy. Dude, you didn't even tell the backstory of why you got into cornhole.
Yeah, I wanted to tell it on the main because I think it's really funny. Okay. And I think we could lead to us meeting Jacob Trzezinski.
You met him?
No, we could.
Oh, okay.
Jacob Trzezinski is the mango of this shit.
Is he the one with like the bowl cut?
No.
Oh.
He actually didn't make it to Grands in mango fashion.
Right, yeah. You can't be the mango if you're currently winning.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
But man, he plays with so much heart.
So much heart.
Anyway.
Are you guys watching it together after the hotel?
No, this is him and Josh. They just they don't like, we're playing the game and he's like, that's a Gavin shot right there. Airmail.
Yeah. Oh, they found a thing. Dude.
Yeah,
they found a fucking thing.
You can be in the thing. I like you.
You can be in the thing. I also buried their thing.
What do you mean buried?
Because I crushed them.
It doesn't matter. You were doing these fucked up.
It is funny that they're both into it, and then you just come out with raw frat.
That's why it hurts so bad.
Keep going. His form.
No, he threw the first bag, and I was like, "We better step up."
His raw intuition.
His form is amazing.
Played a lot of cornhole, man.
But it's like, yeah, I'm a fan of melee. I can do some mango combos, but at the end of the day, the puff player is gonna win.
I'm not a puff player.
Are you playing that shit like puff, bro?
Yes.
No,
a little bit. What's your cheese strategy he's talking about?
It's the one hop. So like, I think everyone can fundamentally, if the board is close, get it like online and then slide it in, right? That's easy. The issue is that the board's 27 feet away, which is pretty fucking far. Mm-hmm. And so to get that power, usually it leads to inaccuracy because maybe you follow through too much. But I just keep the same power and then I jump with my leg.
Lurches forward.
Oh, use your bodies.
Which like going for a 3-point makes my accuracy good. And then I get my power from my ass. Yeah. And then I couldn't miss when I figured that out.
Can I say one last thing about Christmas Day? Yeah. Is that I'll contextualize this quickly for the viewers at home. In the color game, what was it called?
Hughes.
So on it, you can pick one of four colors and everyone else has to guess. Josh told me this. He option selected.
He did? Yes. With salmon, right?
With salmon.
I knew it.
So if two colors are similar, you can option select for the ones that everyone does. And like win more points because no one can tell what's in your mind.
Yep.
And I had this idea too because I had two blues and I was like, I won't do that.
I also did the same thing when I said Grimace.
No fucking way.
No. Like I thought the same thing.
Yes.
And then I thought I will be steadfast.
And Josh, he pulled me. Remember when he pulled me aside? That's what he said. And I was kind of mad at him. You remember?
Yeah.
I was like, can't fucking do that, man. And we had like this argument.
I knew he did that because I looked at his card after. And I saw, and I was like, that's not the salmon one.
And I said to him, and we were talking about it in the car, like post game. And I was like, yeah, that's the difference between you and me, man. I just wouldn't do it. He's like, yeah, I'm a born competitor. And that's
here's
why
the fuck
and,
thing.
No. And then he said, and that's why your best win is blur. And I'm like, and I just took it. I'm like, you're right.
Here's the fuck thing.
It's not.
He won the game.
It's Graves.
Josh won the game.
That's fucked up.
Off that.
That's fucked up.
It is fucked up.
Yeah. Josh is a dirty little cheater.
He's a dirty little
cheater. He's not a cheater, though. It's not cheating. He didn't break any rules.
I want to say it is.
No, it's not. Because you can't. Basically, no one can see what's in your head.
Sure. But, like, it's fundamentally dishonest.
I think they should just make all the cards with one color.
Yeah, I don't know why they do four. I guess because then you might just get fucked.
Anyway, the makers of Hughes and Q's.
Yeah, if you're at home, play Hughes and Q's with your friends. Play it for high stakes. Talk about $1,000 a pop.
Cheat.
And cheat.
Cheat,
cheat, cheat, cheat, cheat, cheat, cheat. Kill yourself. I don't know. Play a different game.
Yeah, just don't. You can't. It's all
don't
brown.
Don't do the kill yourself thing.
Don't.
Stop.
It's brown.
You can't see enough to kill yourself.
You can't see. There's so many more colors to see.
Get the glasses.
So how was your stupid-ass, dumb-ass Christmas?
It was good.
Boy?
It was a great time. I don't remember anything, honestly, too notable from my Christmas. It was just a great...
Damn, sounds memorable. What a great holiday.
Have we talked about on the pod how I dogged you?
How do you dog me?
Sorry, I keep doing this.
Climbing?
Yeah, he dogged the fuck out of me.
What'd he do?
Everyone, even... It's fucked up if they know.
How do they know?
Well, because we, like, complain all the time about this.
Oh, sure.
We share our lives with an audience for money.
Yeah, but... everyone knows how I want Ludwig to hang out with me, particularly go climbing with me, and how he quit climbing, and he's like, I don't climb anymore.
You also called it a cult and then made fun of people who did it.
I still think
it's a very slime move, to be honest.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then I get a little message from Ludwig that says, it's a confession. And he goes, hey, I gotta tell you something. You're not gonna be happy. And I'm like, I don't like that. What's going on, bud? And he's like, I went climbing without you. And I'm like, what?
It is insane.
Because I just live so close. And you could just hit me. I was available that day. I was free that day.
Let me ask you, Dubbin, why didn't you call Nick to go climbing with him?
And then he goes, and I went with Shake. So he didn't go alone. He went with the guy I climb with all the time. So now I'm also mad at Shake. Because Shake didn't invite me. Because Shake knows I go.
Do you think that you're a toxic force? And that people avoid you?
Yeah, good question, Slime. Thanks for asking it. I'd like to think no. I'd like to think that I'm a blessing to have in the climbing gym and that we all have a grand time together. And later that day, Ludwig goes, look, I dogged you. Let me make it up. Let's go climbing Tuesday. And I said, sounds great. Slime, what day is it today?
Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah. So when I messaged Lovin and I said, we're climbing today, yeah? He goes,
no fucking way.
He goes,
he's doing that face right now.
He's doing it right now.
No way.
Yeah, he goes, I forgot about the pod.
That
which I didn't know was a contingency.
I do feel like
climbing.
I was going to work out today. I was going to box. And you were like, no, just like do the pod and then work out. And I'm like, I don't want to. It is not a lot of time. It is very possible to do that. I move my boxing anyway, but you use the same logic that to do me
Whoa. So
you know what I'm saying?
Back up, buddy.
So you're saying, hey, just do the pod and then work out. Hey, just do the pod and go climbing with your friend Nick. Rewind.
Same.
Who's not toxic?
Rewind. Here's the thing.
He's not toxic.
Climbing is not working out.
I don't give a shit.
So the issue is if I were to work out, which I did today, I deadlift. It was a very small workout, but I wanted to hit a max that I did
numbers.
Today, 365.
That's correct. Climbing is not a full body workout.
It's not a, it is equal part workout, equal part socialization. And the socialization aspect
so
makes
the workout.
So
if you go alone, or is it a full workout?
Yeah, dumbass.
You're still socializing.
With who?
With God.
What if you don't say anything?
with the other people at the gym, it's impossible to not talk to them.
That's not impossible.
It is. I've never gone to a gym and been talking to them.
I go AirPod Bro in and no one talks to me.
Really?
Yeah. No one talks to me.
Also, us climbers do have conversations with the wall.
Yeah.
Climbing just takes a long time. you're putting in, and this is the exactly when we left, Shake's like, it wasn't so bad, see? And I was like, Shake, we've been here 2 hours.
You've watched anime in blocks of 2 hours.
The issue is that if I do the pod the same day, then I'm not going to be able to stream.
3 hours.
I'm not going to be able to stream.
You could.
What are you talking
I'm
about?
I'm blown away. It's
if you start
12:30.
Uh-huh.
If you start streaming at 5, is that a big deal?
Yeah, because my mother's also in town.
Mom.
I need to get dinner with her.
He always uses the mom Yu-Gi-Oh card.
So anyway,
the most beautiful Yu-Gi-Oh card.
The reality is that it would just be, I forgot about pod because yesterday you were like pod tomorrow. And I was like.
I also forgot. My coach was like, hey man, we trying to work out Tuesday again? Or we trying to work out again? And I'm like, yes, let's do Tuesday. And he's like, that's tomorrow. And I'm like, wow. And then we arranged.
So we do tomorrow, man. Me and you. Nobody else.
I don't look. I'm going to say yes forever and not believe it's going to happen.
We're going to crush the wall.
Do you think that's a fun feeling for him is to say yes and then he's not sure if you'll
maybe.
You know where I'm at? You know where I'm at and how desperate I am is when Ludwig said, I'll go climbing with you, the first thing I said to my girlfriend was, he'll bail. First thing I said. And then after that, I said in my head, not to her because it was embarrassing. You know what? I'm just glad that he felt bad when he didn't invite me. I'm happy at this point that he even messaged me. Because normally I would just find this out and he'd be like, ooh, I did do that. Whoops, didn't even think about you once.
Yeah.
So I'm just happy I'm considered.
Good. I am considerate because I consider you even when I hurt you.
Ludwig, something happened to Ludwig. Maybe like hit his head or like almost got hit by a car. But he's been more attentive to us as friends. I don't know what it was.
What happened, Ludwig?
I don't know.
Did you get hit by a large vehicle?
There was a time where it was just like, it felt, remember when Miles first came to the States and he dead ass said to my face, like, if I could choose between being the greatest melee player or having none of my friends, including you, I would choose the former.
Yeah, dude, he said that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was so like, we
used
like,
to be on that SFAT too.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, that's a hurtful thing to hear, but I guess I understand.
It's so like unnecessary
and
to
that's,
say.
And that's how Ludwig used to feel. It's like, you are merely a Goomba and I will make sure you're okay, but if you get in the way of my content, I will fucking step on you and you'll be flat like a little and I'll get 100 points for you.
Yeah. I would never say this.
But that's how
and
it
if
felt.
I jump on multiple of you, I get a one-up at the end.
And
do
I
you
will
understand?
Stack, I will stack up 10 of you in a row, that way I can guarantee many one-ups for future runs.
Burger King foot lettuce?
No,
And so that's how it
that
felt. And now it's like if you're a Goomba and you kind of waddle in his way, he'll like pet you on the head.
Oh, yeah. He goes, hey, how's my little Goomba doing? We'll jump on you. But I might.
And you're just like, that's great.
That's great.
I'm defenseless.
Thanks, Mario.
Yeah.
I'm going to go try to hurt you a little bit.
If
later.
You run into me, I could hurt you. But other than that.
In this analogy, you guys are trying to hurt me, by the way.
I just really like doing the Goomba thing. I'm not really sure where we're at with the analogy.
Yeah, I think we'll, for one, I stream way less. Which has made me worse at streaming.
Because you pray up way more.
Mm-hmm. Which has made me way worse at streaming.
It only makes you worse at being consistent streaming.
No. You're just worse at
really?
As a whole. Yeah.
You're 100%. Bad at streaming now?
I'm just worse. I'm not bad. I'm just worse.
How are you worse? I don't understand this concept.
Because like fundamentally, when you're just doing it more, you'll try new ideas and the new ideas might stick. And so like I've come up with series and ideas. And I haven't come up with any new ones recently.
So to be good at streaming to you is defined by good ideas and unique things
innovating.
Happening rather than being good at being on screen.
Yes.
It's probably
innovating.
Being a good streamer means like the camera turns on and you're not boring.
Yeah, but that works to an extent to like
oh,
keep
so
the people
you're
who
saying
are there
kind
satiated.
Of like there's a difference between being like an entertaining person and being a good streamer.
Yeah.
And like, if you're like an electric personality and you turn a stream on, that's like the easiest thing you can do with your personality.
Yeah.
But to be a good streamer is like a more technical
thing. And you can have that electric personality, but it'll wane. Because people have experienced so much.
It'll
of
wane,
it,
Brady.
And Brady, you won't be.
Brady. It'll Bruce.
Wayne.
Willis.
And then you're fucked. It'll,
and yeah.
Bruce Wayne, dude.
Oh, right.
Jesus. I just thought we were doing like a. Like
no, we're Wayne. Not. We're not.
It'll
Bah humbug.
So anyway.
So you become a worse streamer.
Uh-huh.
But YouTube.
In exchange.
Susan Wojcicki still
friend.
Said, you know what? This guy's got something.
Well, I'm better than I think 99% of YouTube streamers. So
that's sick. I believe that. Peace. I believe that.
So
yeah. Dude, send it to Ray.
You know what I got? So we were doing Secret Santa, and at my girlfriend's family's house, and it's like the you know you do the thing where like Secret Santa all these gifts go around, and then you can do a steal.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of the gifts. Have you guys seen that Instagram ad for that? We're in the Primo, so I don't feel like I'm doing an ad right now. That Instagram ad for that game where you strap it to your head and it's a ball. And then you box the ball and it bounces back at you.
No.
But then it tracks all your punches on the TV and you can like have a high score for how long you can rally it.
Oh.
It's like a boxing training tool. And that was in the rotation.
Okay.
And I was just like, dude, my friends are going to love this thing. Like we will grind this until it's a ridiculous number. And I stole it.
Oh, let's go.
I stole it out of the hands of her mom who really wanted it.
Nice.
So what's like, she going to do with that weak ass left?
Box the chop. I don't know. So we got one. I'll bring that in. We
yeah, can, that'd be great. Yeah, I'd love good, to grind.
Good time.
Okay, what now?
Cutie thinks Coots is lost.
Oh. Well, now I feel like a jerk. I want to get on my phone and show you a picture. Nick, I want to see what you think of this picture.
Okay. You're doing the thing where you're really deadpan because it's going to be a... Yeah.
How that make you feel, white boy? Do you like it? Tell me if you like it. Tell me if you like it now.
I'm not impressed.
What?
I'm not.
What are you impressed about? My ass looks great.
Because I want to believe this is just what my ass looks like when my pants are off.
Bro, no.
I showed... Well,
I don't know what to tell you.
I'm going to get a new one. I'm going to send you the one that
also
Lexi...
Also, look at my back muscles.
I didn't look at your back. I looked... Well, you're... Oh, he's like, hey, look at my back muscles. Bro.
Yeah. Censor his back this, muscles look great.
It's funny that you...
Your back looks great.
And... Downstairs.
Your ass looks great.
Thank you, Dubin.
You
right
have great ass, man.
It's just the left cheek needs better lighting. The Ludwig tattoo. You
still
guys have
got it.
You guys have magic.
Let me
tattoos.
See the tattoo.
Still got it.
It's freaking holding up.
Yeah, it hasn't faded.
You got good tattoo skin.
Look at that. Looks like you got it 2 days ago.
I had a girlfriend that once, before I had tattoos, kept always saying that. You have great tattoo skin. And I'm like, am yeah. I going to be a lampshade in your house one day?
I think she was just like secretly part of the brotherhood or something.
She's
that's
like,
just saying you're really white in a way I enjoy.
Oh,
damn, man. I love you guys, man.
Shut the fuck up.
Whoa.
Oh, now watch me. You know?
I hate this shit.
What do you hate about this? What is
oh
your
my
le-
God.
What is your least favorite thing about being here with
bro,
us?
Bro, we went to, so me and Josh on Christmas Eve, we're hungry as you get. And we're like, uh-oh. We're hungry bears. We don't have any food. The only thing that was open was a Carl's Jr. like miles away. And we're like, okay, let's do this. So we're driving and we're watching Tony G videos in the car. Well, Josh is because I'm driving. And we get in the drive-thru and it's like 12 cars deep. And it's, I think, 1 a.m.
Wait, what day is this?
Christmas Eve.
This is okay. Holy shit.
And I'm like, okay, I have $60 in my wallet. I'm going to pay with a card and I'm going to give this person $60 just like, you know, as a sorry for being the reason that someone has to be staffed tonight. And we go and we order like a shitload of food. She hands it to us. It's probably the most depressed human being I've ever seen. This young woman with a like a, what do you call it? The eye piercing over here.
Oh, I don't know what it's called.
Eye piercing over here.
Called the Neversoft.
She has a Neversoft. And she's like, okay, Merry Christmas. Here you go. And I'm like, dude, God, I feel so bad. She hands us our food. I hand her 60. She's like, I was like, this is for you. She's like, thank you very much. Just deadpan takes it. Just like closes the window. I'm like, okay, great. We open the food. It's the wrong order. It's just two fries. It's and we're just like, this is like, we just deserve this. This is like Christmas vengeance for the world.
You do deserve it.
And so, you know, I was out $60 plus $40 for the food. and then two fries, and then we just ate the fries sadly, and then watched Tony G and went to bed.
You accepted your fate?
Of course.
Oh, I don't accept my fate there.
That's slime. You know, he accepts his fate always. It's one of his great traits.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dubbin.
Well, the other day, I've been dieting, and the other day I was like, all right, I'm going to have one cheat day this week. I'm going to eat a burger. Because it was just over the amount of fat I needed for the day. But I was like, I just haven't eaten a lot today. I was really fucking hungry. I ordered Uber Eats. Takes forever to come. Long story short, it arrives, and it's in a bag I don't recognize. That the bag is like, I think it was like a GoPuff bag. And I'm like, I ordered Uber Eats. I don't know, whatever. I bring it inside. I hold it. I'm instantly like, that is not a burger in this. I open it up, and it's just a six-pack.
Yo!
That's all it is
bonus round.
A singular six-pack and no burger. And I'm like, I can't accept this fate. Like, I can't just drink the six-pack instead of...
You should drink the six-pack.
You should. God
bestowed that. For the right group, that's a fucking...
That's a come-up.
You eat the crackers in the fucking pantry, and you drink the six-pack.
Bella's...
Boy lunch.
Boy lunch.
And so what's the six-packs of? Sorry, just so I know.
I don't know. Some IPA or something.
Ooh, damn.
I didn't like it.
Some real heady shit.
Sure. I had to do the weird Uber Eats thing where you press the button, and then the Uber Eats service calls you. And then they connect you to your driver because you can't have their number.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, all right. And then he just brought it back.
Oh, he so brought you.
He
food.
Had it.
You should have been like, yo, I'm underage. And this guy brought me drinks.
I'm underage. And I thought these were burgers. And I drank all of them.
And I ate the metal, too.
And now I'm drunk.
And now I'm a drunk child.
And when you come to give me my real order, I will be naked, making you a pedophile.
Wow.
So welcome to hell.
So
Christmas,
choose your fate,
bitch.
White boy.
I wish we could do that, man.
What are you trying to do?
What?
In this world?
What am I trying to do in this world?
What did you mean when you said that?
No, what were you going to say?
I was going to ask
what
about his diet. What were you going to say about wanting to get naked?
Diet, bro?
You said you wish you could.
I wish we could.
We can move on.
I just wish we could do that.
We can move on.
You know what I mean?
What up with that?
Why
are you getting diet?
I want to lose weight and gain muscle and get all my macros every day. I learned that my diet is very disproportionately balanced towards fats in my food. So I started tracking stuff.
Are you lifting weights?
No, but I'm climbing a lot.
This guy, huh? You and me.
Yeah, come on. Right here. Let's put it there. That's nice. This is nice.
Don't rub the finger with the thumb.
I watched Dracula Flow for the first time. It's kind of funny.
It's kind of funny, right?
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
I'm glad that you said that.
I'm behind.
Sure. You need to watch four.
I watched four.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I only watched four.
That's great.
You think it'll have, there's this like, I brought this up on the podcast a long time ago, but there's this like a Skepta video where he's doing like a freestyle, but it's in like 2008. And so he's like rapping about all the brands that are lame now.
Oh, nice.
But with like the hard voice, and he has his line where he's like, Ed Hardy glasses, I can't see them.
Dude.
And it's like, Ed Hardy glasses, you can't see them? I can't see, I don't. Do you think that Dracula Flow will be like that? In like 20 years, it'll be like, he's got the Margiela's on. Who's wearing Margiela's?
It's really hard to see. Yeah, the Givenchy gloves.
Yeah.
It's hard to, because I think about this shit all the time. A shelf life exists on like things that are funny, but then you go back to something 20 years ago, and it's actually still like plays, and it still matters. I think of like 30% of Aqua Teen, to use an example, is still pretty good. Like 20% of Tim and Eric is still pretty good.
Mm-hmm. And I like Family Guy.
Huh?
I like Family Guy.
And Ludwig likes Family Guy. Family Guy's still relevant, though.
New South Park was awful.
Yeah, Nick has been watching South Park, and it's like terrible.
No, I haven't been watching South
Park. You've been watching South Park?
It's like a South Park guy.
I turned on Paramount Plus to watch The Curse, and the big banner right now is the prime, they parodied Logan Paul's drink. Like, it's a South Park episode where the drink is called Cred.
Cred, yeah.
And I was like, I want to see, like, South Park is talking about now in a weird way, where I was like, when I was a kid, I was talking to him, like, when I was a kid, South Park made fun of, like, the president and swine flu, and now it's, like, Logan Paul.
Yeah.
And I'm like, have we gone down, or is this just pop culture now? What's going on? And so I wanted to watch it, and it's, like, over an hour long and just really unfunny. And I was like, what the I don't remember South Park being super unfunny. I remember it being, like, really crass at times and in a way that was cringe, but I don't remember it being, like, damn, this sucks.
Yeah, there's some... Josh loves South Park. Whenever we're at a hotel room, he'll turn it on. And I get to be transported back in time and watch all the episodes I watched when I was like a kid. And it's like, there are some definitely this doesn't hold up moments, not in terms of like being problematic even. It's just like, this is just not funny. And the thing is with like things like Dracula Flow, we might end up in a spot where it's like, this is the lamest shit ever. And there's a lot of ways things can be ruined. it's like overuse, like the wrong people thinking it's cool forever. Like if Elon starts liking Dracula Flow, I think we're kind of fucked.
Oh my God. Would
that make him cool if he said Drank Man, please?
No, kill yourself.
If he went Drank Man, please.
So it's usually what I'm saying.
Because he would post it like, it'd be like a cat with a monocle. And then on the top, it'd be like Drank Man under and say, please.
PLZ.
Drank Man, PLZ.
I can have Drank Man.
That'd be so sick.
Wait, that'd be awesome, actually.
God. Can I have Drank Man, please?
The short answer is we might get there, but yeah. I do think Dracula Flow is actually really unique and well-written, and it might end up sort of a time capsule that didn't age poorly.
I think I found out where Drank Man, please is from.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Beyond?
Beyond, yeah. The Dracula video. Flow. I think it's from Sean Kingston.
I saw it. I remember a long time ago there was a tweet that was just this guy begging this guy who sells drank.
That's Sean Kingston.
What?
It's a, yeah.
It was, no, it was like a Facebook message.
Yeah, I think it's Sean Kingston.
Okay.
That's at least what I had read, is that was Sean Kingston begging.
Just begging did you look a it man up? For the drink. Yeah.
I looked it up after watching Dracula Flow.
Ludwig looked it up. He was curious about something.
He's curious about something.
I'm latched onto that.
I know. It's crazy. I'm telling you.
He's different.
Almost, he got there was a car that got too close to him, and he's like, you know what? I gotta be more involved.
I die almost every day on that motorcycle.
Is that why you're like this now?
No.
Every damn year, I try to get you a Christmas gift that's involved somehow with a motorcycle, and I fail. I do it every year for 2 years.
Get him motorcycle nuts.
You know what you need to do?
What's that?
Is just outsource the
Gator
work.
Pussy. Is that not what you were going to say?
That's not.
Is that something you want to try?
I don't know what that is.
I thought he was going to suggest it.
Gator pussy?
So maybe we could do that together.
I feel so fat. My fanny pack just burst open.
Isn't it crazy that he can say that and not be the biggest nerd ever? Like he's somehow still handsome and cool.
That is crazy.
Oh, my fanny pack. It burst open.
Because I'm fat.
Wait, do you have the contraband phone case?
The contraband? I have the one from
there was that big,
D-Brand.
Is it from Casetify?
No, this is the D-Brand one.
Oh.
D-Brand released this before Casetify.
But that was the whole scandal. That Casetify stole their transparent phone design from that guy.
Yes.
They were just taking
from David Brand?
They were, I don't know about it was him, but they were taking someone's design, maybe this, and they were just literally taking the image and then putting it on their phone and then reselling it.
Like those t-shirt bots on Twitter?
Yeah, but they're a company. Like one of the biggest phone case companies ever.
Huge. $1 billion. Wow. Based in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And they stole it from
maybe
Jerry
you just had
Riggs
that
everything.
Shit like, fuck yeah. It's like a,
based
it's
in
like,
Hong
it's
Kong?
Like wearing a Yeezy now.
We should send Aiden at him.
I had a Casetify case for a long time. Because they sponsored me, and I actually liked it. This is going to be controversial. I got this one because I saw that shit go down, and I made a video about it. And now I'm using this one.
To be an ethical journalist.
I like the old one more.
Because that manufacturing process in HK is too fucking sweet with it.
It's because the sides, they're too rough for my skin.
Too rough.
Oh, this is weird.
It's rough.
It's just like sandpaper. It's
oh my God.
Yeah.
I know.
What the fuck?
I know.
And you're not sponsored by these guys, right?
No.
Okay, yeah, this is terrible.
I could get some like kickflip action on this. Like it has friction.
Yeah, that's grisly.
And ethically, they're a better company than Casetify.
I guess you're never going to drop it.
And I'm still going to... Yeah, I think it's for grip, but I don't like it. I wish... Because the other one's just like a silicon. It's just like rubber.
Doesn't have that gator feel.
It's built for speed, not for comfort.
This is gator pussy.
Mm.
Right. That makes sense that you said all that.
Yeah.
Because rough.
Gator pussy is not rough. It's very smooth.
Gator pussy's rough as fuck. Look at gator dick.
Bro,
look
I don't
dick.
Know what to tell
look
you.
Look at gator dick.
How is that going to tell us anything about gator pussy?
Because if gator dick was soft.
We could just look at gator pussy.
Because if gator dick was soft, how would it go into rough gator pussy?
Hold on. This is like
real play a game.
It's like a chess puzzle.
okay, D4 first. I don't know if I want to see
this. Wait, so say what you said again. Yes, gator pussy. Skipper's like, do you want to see this?
Are you sure?
Oh,
which part's the penis? Wait,
click that middle one,
dude. It's got like a hairdo, like
dude. That looks like kind of like a
Hercules.
Man's penis.
That's just like a penis.
That looks like a
that gator.
Say more of look animal penises on Facebook.
So there's a Facebook group called Oh Look Animal Penises.
Dude, does he have gator pubes?
Yeah.
Okay, now show me gator pussy now,
dude. That thing when they were doing the spin technique, it just meat spinning.
Oh, it does look. Gator dick looks like meat spin.
Yeah, a little bit.
Which is just a penis. That's the only way I interpret the world.
That shit does not look soft.
That looks like a uterus.
That looks
rough. Rorschach. What do you see here?
I like how proper Zipper is. He just typed alligator vagina. That's not how I would have.
Alligator vagina, comma, FBI, this is for a
alligator
show.
Oh, no, it's porno. Alligator pussy porno. No. Girl fucks alligator?
No.
Dude, wait.
No,
Zipper.
No.
I'm not. Are you not curious?
I'm not.
Zipper. Come on. It's not real. Oh, fuck.
Zipper goes, it's already a purple
it's like,
link.
It's like an Amogus costume.
It's not real. Oh, shit. Lame.
That's insane shit. If you're like, I have an alligator fetish, and you're like trying to coerce an
that's
gator.
That's just wanting to die, right?
No.
Do you, like, you just think you're going to live through that?
Yeah, what are they going to do? You put a fucking Castlevania chicken in its mouth.
What is an alligator going to do? I don't know. It's going to rip you from the inside.
No, again, you give him food.
Okay.
And then
food
he's busy.
Is good.
Oh! What is that? Oh, that's an alligator clitoris. Oh my god, that looks like the.
Well,
thing
if it was always like that, I'd find it once in a while.
Is that not soft?
That thing is clearly. That's
that
like,
thing
here
is fuckable,
I am.
Brother.
You guys, I'm willing to admit I was wrong and move on.
Oh yeah.
Well, fucking finally, me and your mother didn't want to do that, but
yeah, I know you had to do that.
You had to smoke the whole.
I know you
cigarette.
Fucking had to, and you feel bad about it, but we've done it now. Congrats to everyone involved.
Finally,
dude, I heard. you know what I learned from the youngins at Christmas time was that in Lego Fortnite, they're currently in the industrial, what's it called?
The Industrial Revolution.
Yeah, they're in the Industrial Revolution.
They're going through time?
Yeah, they're currently building, like, because, like, in Lego Fortnite, you can build things similar to, like, Minecraft, where it's like, oh, I made this thing out of, like, redstone, and it, like, works. Like, and they're currently building, like, transportation and shit.
What?
I learned this.
Dude,
is this true?
Sick.
Can anyone verify this?
They've built catapults, I know.
If anyone's on Lego Fortnite and they're listening to this premium episode, use your mom's credit card to bump that subscription.
That's
up.
What I'm saying.
I don't know if you can.
Use the cool.
I heard they're building like a monorail right now.
I've played a good chunk of Lego Fortnite. I'm on I think level 7 for my village. You guys don't even know what this means.
I don't
means.
Know. Is it PvP?
It's PvE.
Oh, so it's actually like Fortnite. What's the difference?
Wait, what do you mean? It's actually
you
Fortnite.
Mean like Minecraft.
Did you say PvE?
PvE, yeah.
Isn't that? Oh, I guess Fortnite's PvP.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if Battle Royale was a different.
My question about fucking Lego. Oh, I talked to Ludwig's mom because she's a teacher, and I was like, "Are the kids fucked?" And she looked at me, and she's like, "Oh yeah." And I'm like, "That's scary."
All right, let's hit the gritty and learn the alphabet,
and
kids.
And she told me just like how what it's like to teach now, and I'm like, oh, that seems kind of stressful.
It is rough.
You know what the kids at my Christmas thing, they were sharing stories like how someone farted in class, like things that are happening like that frequently, but it was like kids who have brought guns to school.
No way.
Yeah, they were like, yeah, like so and so got in trouble and he's part of this gang. And they were saying gang names, and like the gang names were like, they weren't like the fucking crayon kids. They were like, it was like hardcore gang
the pyrus.
Names. It would, dude, it was like, yeah, I don't want to repeat because whatever, but
that's crazy.
Dude, I'm just like, I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh shit, man. I was in school. I stole pizza from the lunch line once. Is that cool to you?
Yeah, well, I think you went to like a nice school, right?
Well, yeah, what school are these
they
kids
also
going
to? They go to a nice school.
You go to a nice school?
They go to a nice school.
Okay. Look, gang activity, I guess in Chicago, they all got the Switch.
I know.
So it's...
Where are they getting damn Switches on their damn...
Well, there's clean, cheap heat everywhere
just,
now.
Imagine you're 14. You roll up to, like, the guy who sells guns. You're like, I'd like a gun, please.
I'd like a gun, please, with the automatic Switch that will make the gun not work.
And
but
he's like, sure,
clip.
Youngin, here's a weapon with an automatic Switch to make this shoot faster
it'll
than
it's
supposed to.
It'll make it shoot so fast it breaks the gun, but you'll hit your man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked.
It's good.
He doesn't like
it's a workaround.
He doesn't like thinking about this.
No, I saw.
He hates thinking about the
I
kids.
I just disagree fundamentally. I think the kids are all right.
He always says this, and it fucking pisses me
off. The yard should
off.
Go to Chicago and take the Switches out of schools.
I think every generation
think
goes
we have
through
the
this.
It's like cleaning the ducks that got oil on them from the oil spill.
We're detaching the Switch. Here's and giving it back to them.
No, this is a semi-automatic weapon now.
Every generation goes through the kids are fucked.
That's true. I think about that a lot too, but maybe they're fucked it. I've always
and we're
thought
we're not right this time.
I think we're right this time.
We're not. We're just wrong.
TikTok is too fast.
It's not. It's fine.
What about crying baby scrolling? Huh, Ludwig?
Crying baby scrolling is also fine.
Do you think it's fine?
You're disgusting.
Fine. You think it's fine?
If we you're found, a fucked up what disgusting happens when man.
In 4,000 years, we find fossils of us and we're all hunched over our phones. And the phones, the phones, much like McDonald's fries, didn't disintegrate like our bodies did.
I
because they are not natural.
Not
Ludwig.
Natural.
Like McDonald's fries, because what's in them.
It'll stay
and
forever.
And if you eat the phone after 4,000 years, Ludwig, it stays. It tastes the same right. because it's all the preservatives.
It right.
That
just
Apple,
like, just
because
like
Steve Jobs is dead. Was an alien.
That's like.
Am, no, I, getting no, am yeah, I getting closer
yeah,
to the truth?
Yeah,
getting closer to Alex Jones.
No. He's right.
Because Steve
think
Jobs.
Think about it.
Was, Alex or
think
Nick?
About the, just think about the pyramids. For okay. two fucking seconds of yeah. your stupid
oh,
fucking life.
What a double slit experiment.
What?
Yeah. Have you ever looked into that one?
Double what?
Double slit experiment. Look into that one.
Just saying? Look it up. Look up.
Particles can be different based on whether or not we're looking at them.
Yeah, dude.
That's true.
So
what is this? Have to
look
do?
Up. Shut up. Look up Operation Snow White and thank
that,
me later.
I ate that muffin that was in the kitchen.
This good
the zipper
muffin.
Muffin.
I'm feeling cool.
The nasty patty.
No.
They're good, man. The kids are good. They're going to be great.
Let me ask
they're
you a question, you dumb
day.
Piece of shit.
Sure, okay.
Nasty old yeah, fucking Christmas right. fuck. Smell like,
right,
like
smell
dump.
Like dump. Okay.
If you had a kid
uh-huh.
and the kid was too much with the phone,
right,
yeah.
would that make you feel uncomfortable?
I would.
Hey, quit it.
Stop it.
I don't think I would give him an iPad. I wouldn't make him an iPad. I wouldn't let him become an iPad kid.
Nobody has a phone.
Well, but then he'd be disconnected from all of his friends that do have iPads. And then he'd be fucking beat up and spit on. Like
and he goes
asshole.
To school and they're like, you don't have a fucking Z Pad 7.
You don't have a Z Pad 7. You don't play Lego Fortnite in the futurist era now, pussy.
It's fine because he would bench 225.
In double VR?
And he lifts a lot of weights. And then you go to school where all the kids are taking the pill that makes you strong. And they're like, you worked hard to lift weights. I'm taking the pill that makes you a genius yeah. and strong.
I went to the beach that makes me fucking cool. And no one knew you.
Like that Night Shyamalan movie?
Yeah, it is like that.
He would bench 225, he'd be dope, and he'd have confidence in himself even if he gets bullied.
What if you had a little girl?
And then she would bench 225.
Beast
That's
shit.
Really all it is for him.
Beast mode.
Yeah. And they would have. She would have confidence in herself.
Because in the future, girls don't get the pill that makes you stronger.
No.
No, they get the one that makes you.
We just work it into Viagra and don't tell anyone.
We're always hard.
You're just always hard and jacked.
Yeah.
That's 80 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, yeah. That's the trade-off.
And we're just dusty old fuck machines.
That's so cool.
That's going to be me.
Dude, you're going to be a dusty old
I'm
gonna fuck machine?
I'm going to be a dusty old fuck machine.
I'm going to buy
Do
you that.
Consider
when you're
yourself
old,
a
I'm going to buy you that,
right now?
That t-shirt.
No, because I don't take the dusty fuck machine pill.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Dusty Why fuck machine son or just regular daughter. It's actually a hard choice when you
yeah.
think about it.
That is a huge category of videos on the internet. It's just dads being really disappointed about having a daughter.
That's yeah. terrible.
Do you
or
ever see
like
those?
The videos of like the guy getting not the PS5 on the escalator.
Ugh.
Oh cool. yeah.
Would you have a wife?
Would you have a wife you hate? Would you hate her?
I hate the wife.
Would you hate your wife?
It's my wife, man. Hey, when I have my wife in Europe, I have 7 wives. Right. It's so many wives.
I'm French, but I fuck not women. I fuck guys.
I'm French, but guess what? I'm gay. And that's all right.
I have to leave the country because I kill you for that. First European country to allow gay marriage.
France?
No.
Austria.
Germany?
No.
Austria.
No.
Italy?
No. No. Close. North.
North of Italy? It must be Greece.
Netherlands.
The Netherlands. The Dutch.
Because there were there's
the
allow gay marriage. Is that what you said?
Yeah. What did you hear?
The wanton Dutch.
I heard allow being gay. Like they kill you if they,
yeah, if they
think
find
I was still
out.
On your other thing.
I went to the Netherlands and I found the love of my life. His name's Greg. Right.
Madja asked me to do that. Madja just comes up to me.
That's not a European. That's a gay guy. That's just your gay yeah. guy accent who wants to go to the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Because he's accepted there.
Yeah, and he wants to do mushrooms and find yeah. the love of his life.
At the match, she just asked me to do the European guy. And I'm like, I can't yeah. just do this. I can't just.
That's such a dumb thing to say to you or to her that you
Me?
Wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Hey, tell him about your victory royale, son. Kind of like that.
She's just going up and saying, hey, do the funny thing that you always do.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, I can't.
I felt if someone came up to you and said, say all right, man.
If Magi said it, I would do it. She's my friend.
You would go, all right. I yeah. wouldn't. I mean,
I don't know. You might be like, I'm not going to do that.
No, but
that's what I was like. I was like, I'm not gonna do that.
I'm not gonna stop. Maybe
later. I think I appreciate how much Magi enjoys our content and be like, hell yeah. Like, yeah. If Josh asked me, I'd do it. Like, I don't know. You're weird.
You'll do it for me?
Of course.
Do all right, man. But okay, do all right, man. But he's Lois from Family Guy.
Oh, okay.
And he's at his lowest.
I'm Lois or Peter?
You're Lois and she's at her lowest.
Yeah.
Peter, you never talk to me anymore. All right, man.
He's so bad.
He's got it.
He's got it.
Sometimes he's just
wrong for that, Magi. I'm sorry.
You make him down throw a Fox's Falcon, nothing's going to happen. Mm. But he does that.
Uh-huh.
He's got that one.
No, up throwing a Marth. And I guess what? I hit my up air.
Slime's lowest, Zeke SpongeBob.
Oh my God. Zeke came over for Christmas Eve. We hung out a little bit. And he hopped on the setup. And his girlfriend was like, oh, his Fox is pretty nice. She like plays video games and stuff too. And Josh, of all people, was like, and he turns on the Wii and he makes us fight.
Oh, you did disgusting things to him?
I cooked him.
Slime's
Zeke
in his
up,
little
bro.
Winter arc.
Dude, Woo! Shit. There is right now, there is an Amber Alert on your phone for Zeke's Fox. They just found out that it hasn't been seen again.
What did she retract the statement?
He didn't really play his Marth. He took like one game with his Marth.
Okay.
But he was real proud of his Fox and. He didn't retract the statement. He just said, I can't fucking play this game. And then we all stretched.
You got him off the whole last game.
I kicked him off the Wii.
That's good.
And then Josh plugs in, plays Nair Only Marth, and beats me. And I'm like, it's a living.
That is crazy.
He wanted to be, he thought I was getting too nice with it.
Yeah.
He's like, let me put you back down.
He doesn't like putting you back down. It's hurtful.
No, that's how he got good.
Putting people down?
In Melee, yeah. He's like, let me show you why you're not good at
this
game.
His Australian side came out again, and I remember why I used to rage when I got drunk. Oh. We were playing cornhole.
What did he do?
Oh, he's badgering you.
Because I was just going for a throw, and he dropped like 10 zingers in a row.
He's good at them.
And I was just sitting there going like,
dude, Yingling, we play a lot of Warzone right now, and when you play Resurgence instead of Battle Royale, you have different maps, and one of the maps has a place you can drop called the Zoo, and it's just a zoo. And every time Yingling goes, I'm dropping Zoo because I'm an animal. And he just keeps saying it, and after a while, I was annoyed by it at first, and after a while, I'm like, hey, Yingling, you know where I want to drop? He's like, where? I'm like, I want to go to the zoo. He's like, why is that, Nick? And I'm like, I'm an animal. And,
dude, no. Anyway, sorry.
And then he goes, I'm an animal, Nick. I'm going to the zoo. And he starts barking.
Yeah. Goes,
they're not at the
and
zoo.
I didn't think about this at all. And then someone in the chat goes, does he think there's dogs at the zoo?
Yeah. I was there for this. It was so fucking funny.
And I'm like, I don't know for sure.
It's not a zoo creature.
You tell Yingling that, and he's like, "Well, there's animals there. And dogs are animals, so
yeah, dogs are animals."
There's got to be a dog at the zoo. There's got to be at least one dog at the zoo. Oh my God, I'm dropping.
Oh, I love Nick Yingling.
I miss him.
Warzone is bringing us together.
Back.
That's all the time we have for today. Ludwig, we're at 60, by the way.
Oh, I don't even keep track of that stuff.
Yeah,
I'm just here for the ride.
I just love hanging out with you guys,
but
so
I'm sad that it's over.
It's over. And next.
And
time,
I'm actually free today. I don't have plans. No. My plans.
You were going to go rock climbing.
Yeah, I was going to go rock climbing. My plans got. Okay, whistle. All
it's
right.
A little gay boy whistle.
All right, who's the.
Now the bison's going to come and collect us and we go in the sky.
All right. Hey, everyone. Thanks for watching The Yard. I hope you enjoy the best of that's coming out after this.
And right now, if you pause your screen, Slime will flash a picture of his back and ass for only one frame if you're able to pause and see it.
Archie will do this, but that's true.